Hey everyone, this is your host Simarjeet Singh, and you are listening to the season 4 of International Voices at Queen's. This podcast is recorded on the territory of Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee. Hi, welcome back to International Voices at Queen's podcast. In today's episode, I'll be interviewing two international students studying physics and mathematics. To start, could you both please introduce yourselves and share a bit about your backgrounds and what brought you to Queen's University?
I could go first. I'm Archie. I'm an international student from Kenya. I was born in India, Gujarat, brought up in Kenya, and found out that I'm interested in physics. So I thought I should go outside, and Canada has great opportunities for physics. Queen's has won a Nobel Prize for physics before, and its physics program is also pretty amazing, to say the least. I am going into my third year right now. Pretty nervous, excited. I have worked in the past couple of years in Canada. Finding a job is a hassle, but Queen's is pretty good at helping you with that. This summer, I'm working an internship with the physics department itself and SnowLab.
My name is Don, and I'm from South Korea. Although I did spend a lot of time in Canada, like I went to high school here. The reason why I chose Queen's, as Arch mentioned, the physics department seemed very strong. But what I found out on coming here was actually that it's strong in experimental physics, and I'm in theoretical physics. But that doesn't mean I was disappointed, because the math department I found out is pretty strong as well. I guess that's part of the reason why right now I'm doing a math research internship rather than physics, because I've been inclining more into math lately.
Little fun fact for our listeners, the way I got to know Don was one day when I was living in Walden, I just dropped down to the first floor and he was playing piano over there during reading week. And that's how we became friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, while we're on topic of living on campus, in your first year, you have lived on residency. We'd love to hear more about how that experience really helped you feel welcome at Queen's and that resulted in you both getting an internship.
Yeah, so living on campus definitely helped me become more sociable and reach out to people. And most of that happened, I would say, in dining halls, because that's where I would sit with a lot of people in my classes, as well as people that are, you know, probably have nothing to do with me, but I just met through other social connections. So yeah, I would highly recommend living in residency.
I agree with Don. Staying on campus in my first year helps a lot. I was in McNeil, pretty close to the dining hall, which was amazing during winter. So I did come a bit late. I came in October because as an international student, the visas and everything's always a problem. So I'd say if I wasn't living on campus, it would be a bit tough for me because this is how I met most of my friends. As Don said, in the dining hall is where like I interacted with a lot of people. And yeah, another good thing about staying on campus is you're pretty close to almost all your classes. You get to meet a lot of people. You get to like break out of your social, I don't know, nervousness, I guess. Get to meet a lot of people, interact with them. So it's all very beneficial and easier for you to branch out.
It's very interesting that you brought up using dining halls as a way of connecting with other students. I feel like a lot of students who especially live off campus in their first year, they feel like they are missing out on that really big component, but they don't realize that there are so many dining outlets where first years also go at. Even if you're not living on campus, you can still go and eat there with fellow first years. And that's something that I really found very beneficial to connect with people who were living off campus while I was on campus. And another thing was clubs. There are so many student organizations on campus that really help you find those connections. And I believe you both are in the same club as well, the quantum computing one.
Yeah, so I heard about quantum computing a little bit late in my second year. I was just, another thing about clubs on Queen's is they're very active on Instagram. So I was just scrolling through Instagram and I came across the club. And we've all heard how fast the quantum world is growing. And I personally am interested in the astro part of physics, not in the quantum part. But it's something that I always wanted to learn more about. So I reached out to the exec members at that time and join the club. So currently the club is just in its selling process where they have a team that is very well versed in the whole quantum aspect, but they're trying to find people and teach them more about quantum right now because it's not as well defined currently. So as a media manager, I did join a bit late. So I am also currently in the process of learning more about the club. They're teaching us a lot of quantum vocabulary. They start from scratch. They also had a part where like they gather people in different groups groups and ask them to research on different aspects of quanta, and then you come back in the next meeting and discuss it and build your small project or discussion group from there.
So as Archie has mentioned, we're a growing club. So I would say there's a lot of room for collaboration and improvement. So if you join the club this upcoming year, we might be able to tailor more to your needs. And also, a lot of people get scared just at the thought of quantum computing club, because it does sound a bit daunting. But I joined the club as a second year before taking any quantum classes, even as a physics major, right? Because those are third year courses. I joined the club. Obviously, I had no idea what's going on, but they do walk you through basics. And I was actually fortunate enough to participate in some competition regarding quantum computing. And I would say that was a very exciting opportunity. And furthermore, through this like club opportunity, because I learned so much quantum and the math involving it during this club, which I couldn't get out of my class, this helped me get like a research position with a professor as well. So, you know, all in all, like this getting involved in extracurriculars is definitely a valuable thing. And I would highly recommend, you know, if there's interested in quantum. And you don't just need to be a physics major. You can be a math major or computing major as well. So just don't be afraid. And if you want to be applying the skills you learn in the club to other like stuff in your life or in your career, then that would be a good idea.
I'd love to hear more about all your experiences. Like you mentioned, the physics department is really great. And I'm pretty sure you're enjoying the mathematical courses as well. So I want to hear your journey of coming to Queens, getting to engage in these campus resources, extracurriculars, and taking all these courses to now transitioning into this club. And then now into your summer internship, and especially with Archie, like your work at Snow Lab, I'd love to learn more about that.
Sure. So when I was in first year, again, I came a bit late, so it was hard for me to like actually interact with people and meet people. So I met a friend again at the dining hall who told me there's a lot of clubs. So I just searched up clubs at Queens, and a long, very, very long list came up, where you can start filtering and pick what you want. So there's arts, if you like arts. I wanted to do something with physics, so I picked physics. And I also wanted to do something that kept me in contact with where I come from. I tried looking for like a Kenyan club. There wasn't one, but I was very happy that there were a lot of Indian clubs. So I tried joining as many as I could. I was like, oh my God, I'll get to meet more people. So that was amazing. And from that, I started like just searching up, reading more on Queen's University, I found out about the work study program, which is a specific amount of money allocated to international or domestic students, where Queens collaborates with other like businesses or firms to help students at Queens get a job. So my first job was at YGK, a thrift store, and I met some amazing people. My manager was the coolest manager. Still go and meet her sometimes. And from there is where I started learning more. Like I got to meet a lot of Queen students because they used to come to the thrift store. And I met a lady who was formerly a student at Queens who had also done physics. And she told me she had worked at Snow Lab. So I had no idea what Snow Lab was because Snow Lab is located in Sudbury. So since my first year, I was pretty interested in like Snow Lab. I was like, oh, this is amazing. It's an astroparticle research place that has a lot of detectors, a lot of amazing scientists, physicists working, and a lot of chemical engineers. So I had that at the back of my mind the whole time, and I applied. This was the first mistake I made, which I would suggest like a lot of people shouldn't. Queens does not have co-op, just putting it out there. It has Quip, which I think I'll talk about in the long run. So after I found out about Snow Lab, I searched up a bit more. This was, I think, towards the end of exam season. And I applied during summer. So I applied for the fall co-op term, and I did not know Queens does not have co-op. And after receiving an admission at Snow Lab, I got accepted for the fall co-op. And then I found out there's no fall co-op. So I had to like say no to them. But I was glad I knew how the interview process goes. And I got to meet a lot of people. And since I had already applied, I was automatically added. This is another thing Queens does, which is pretty amazing. They add a lot of physics students to an email link. And if there's any opportunities, you get sent out a mass email that you just keep an eye out for and apply. So towards the end of summer, there's this one Canadian Astroparticle Student Summer Talk that happens. CAST is the acronym for it. And I got a mail about that if you want to participate or if you want to go attend it. So I hadn't worked. My summer jobs were a lot of part-time jobs where I worked at the Queen's Residence's front desk. So you just work at the front desk. That was one of the jobs I was working at. But it was an amazing job. I got to meet a lot of people. and I'm still working there part-time right now as well. So yeah, going back to CAST, I got an email for that and I signed up for it. So I got an opportunity to attend it, even though I didn't present anything. I got to meet the people that interviewed me, a lot of the physicists who worked there. And that's when I actually found out that, oh, this is something I really want to do. And I knew I would apply to this in my second year. So second year came, I applied for the work study again. And this time I applied at the Queen's International Center, the front desk physician, another amazing opportunity I got. I'd say I got to meet so many good people. Simarjeet was one of them. We used to chat at every shift. I got to learn more about how different things within Canada work. UHIP is one of them. How health cards work, insurances work. Queen's has insurance claims, medical claims for students that's included in the fees. So I got to meet career advisors, international student advisors, got to learn about how they also offer SIN number booths. SIM cards are also given. So they have fantastic opportunities for international students who just come in. Yeah. So towards the end of December, which is what I would advise a lot of you to start looking for like internships, because that's when most of them open up. I didn't know this in my first year. And I applied to Snow Lab then. In class, again, a lot of physics professors came and told us about the Snow Lab opportunities. They gave us a whole PDF. And this PDF was sent again through the student chain link. So I applied to most of the Snow Lab positions that I was interested in. And a lot of professors within Queen's started interviewing me. So there is a lot of interviewing processes that happened. They made me understand like how Snow Lab works, what I have to do. And so within a week or so, I would say I got the Snow Lab position. I was so excited because this had been somewhere I wanted to go since my first year. Yeah. So after quick ended, my summer work study ends towards the end of April after the whole school year ends. In May, I went to Snow Lab, Sudbury, and it was one of the coolest experiences I've had so far. I got to go underground about 2 kilometers deep, got to work, got to see actually the detector that actually won the new Nobel Prize at Queen's. That's the Snow Plus detector. I worked on the deep detector, which is also currently doing the same thing. It's working for high energy particles. It's a lot of physics is happening down there. So yes, I got to meet a lot of people from different universities. And yeah, now I'm back in Kingston. And I'm working on the same project, but I'm working a lot more on the coding aspect, just working on the data that has been processed. So that has been my experience so far. All amazing. And just suggestions I'd like to give is December is when you need to start applying. Did not make the mistake I made. Don't hesitate to reach out to people. Everyone is in the same boat. Everyone is still looking for something to do. And talk to almost everyone that comes across your way, because you never know what you learn from people or what you could share. So yeah, that has been my experience so far.
It's really interesting that you got to know about Snow Lab while working at a YGK thrift store.
Yes.
And that made you catalyst towards, I'm like, I'm sure when you got the fall offer and you had to, with a heavy heart, reject it, that really gave you the motivation to keep pursuing your dreams and like studying harder, joining more clubs. Then you joined the quantum physics club and just like going from there. That's a really interesting trajectory to go on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to build up on what Archie has said, because she said she's not really, wasn't really into quantum, but she was trying out quantum computing club and she liked it, right? Whereas right now she's researching at Snow Lab, which is an astroparticle physics thing. So I would say, I mean, as an undergraduate, you probably aren't very sure of whether to pursue like one thing or another. Even if you're not sure, I would say just try out different things as an undergraduate. And that research experience is going to solidify what you want to do. Maybe research isn't what you want to do. And that's okay as well. You can still go into industry. Like the quantum computing club I'm in is in large part like comprised of like industry people. As an undergraduate, it's mostly an opportunity for you to grow and find out what you want.
Thank you for that really wonderful insight. Coming back to your experience with your research under the professor, we'd love to hear more about how that's been going and how all the courses you have taken interacting with your teaching assistants and professors, how has that resulted in you being in this situation now?
Okay, so there's a little backstory to this. In my first year, which was when I would say I was sort of converted by a professor of mine to mathematical physics. So I'm still a physics student, but I've been inclining more into math lately as well. So this professor, basically, after some of my questions to her, she said my questions are deep and I would be a good researcher in mathematics. So that motivated me to like keep kind of contacting her and telling her about stuff that I've been working on and so on. And then came the application time for these internships in my second year, right? That's around December, as Archie mentioned. But the math department had also a list of projects that one could sign up for, and her project was there. So I applied for that and I got in because I already had a good relationship with her. And I would say that was a huge factor, although my resume also contributed. So you can't just slack off on that. Yeah, and it has been a valuable experience so far. So for those math students out there, the initial project was gonna involve like an applied math subject called the partial differential equations, and I got to work on that with a French intern, and we made a lot of progress. That project is kind of finished. So I'm by myself now with my supervisor. We've been working on two separate projects for the remainder of work term. One of them is about a car following model, and the other project involves more geometry, and that I find actually more interesting. So, as you can see, like through this research project, I'm finding out that I'm more of a geometry person than an, sort of analysis, fiddling around with these numbers and kind of person. So it is a very good way to find out about your interests, right?
It's very fascinating that your research topics are so worlds apart, and yet these have served as a catalyst of you trying to understand what do you like most and what do you want to do after your undergrad. So the learning journey didn't stop with the courses and the clubs. It went into your internship. You're learning more about yourself. You're learning about your interests and what all kind of things you like. So we are closing in on this episode's recording. Do you have any advice for students coming into mathematics and physics, or just general incoming students?
Yeah, so I am a very like I you know from my speaking to you, maybe you've found out already that I am not a very good speaker, and I'm not very sociable as well. But I've been able to overcome that and meet a lot of friends, a lot of like people, like even professors, PhDs, is through putting yourself out there, right? Getting out of your comfort zone, and that's achieved partially through living in residence or sort of being in public spaces. Just don't be cooped up in your room, right? Don't be afraid to reach out to your professors. Don't assume that they're such really high beings, right? They're just humans. So if you're stuck on a course problem or something, you can ask them for help. Maybe some professors will be distant, but again, you can go to your study group. If you're working on something like some homework for one of your classes, just go out there, sort of be in the math lounge where everyone is. You can ask other people questions, or maybe people will come to you for questions. And that's actually it's a very rewarding thing. If you put yourself out there and you form study groups, like that's a very good way to form more friendships. You can also join clubs. Like I'm also part of the badminton club. And I did meet a lot of people through badminton. There's also a lot of PhD people. So join extracurriculars, form study groups, put yourself out there. Like all these are good advice I would.
So one thing before any advice I give, I forgot to mention is there's a lot of different clubs. Like I also took part in like the QSET. QSET is a Queen's Space Engineering team, and there's also a Queen's Satellite team. Alongside this is also a Queen's Rocket Club. So if that's something that interests you, go for that. There's also different parts in the club itself that you can join. And then another thing is Queen's lets you create your own clubs too. So if you think that there's something missing or there's something that you want to start off at Queen's, like a couple of friends and I, we began the Queen's Indian Students Association Club. So just to gather all the Indian students together, because a lot of the times feeling homesick is very valid. So if you think there's something that a lot of people are interested in, go ahead and start it off. And in terms of general advice, when you first come in, it is very hard and very overwhelming, but everyone, just remember, everyone is in the same boat. Everyone feels the same. Everyone is a bit nervous to take a step forward. So don't hesitate to be the person who will be the one who steps forward, because everyone will eventually feel confident enough and feel happy enough to come to you. And that's just how you'll make your friends. And another thing is, physics is a very wide subject. So feeling like you don't know what you want to do is also a very valid feeling, because almost all of us feel the same way. We still don't know what we're doing. We're doing physics, but we're still figuring out what we want to do, even though we're going into third year. So don't stress a lot. Just as Don said, go out there, take as many opportunities that come across your way. If you hate it, that's one thing you don't want to do. So it still shortens out your list of things that you think you might do. So everything that you'll do at Queen's will be a learning process. Just be you, I guess. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing all of your experiences and your answers. This podcast aims to support members of the university community with intercultural realities. It also serves as a resource for those who seek to better understand the experiences of individuals with intercultural and multilingual realities. This episode is produced by Queen's University International Center and Student Academic Success Services. The music for our podcast series was created by Kingston musician and Santur performer Sadaf Amini. I would like to thank her for sharing her unique tunes with us. You can find out more about her music on our website www.sadafamini.ca. Also, thank you to the CFRC radio team for their support. My mentors and thinking partners in the project were Lydia Skulstad and Alicia Fosner. I appreciate their guidance. I would like to close this episode by acknowledging that as an international student enrolled in Bachelor's of Arts in Sociology, I'm grateful to be able to live, learn, and play on the lands of Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabeg people. Thank you for listening.